Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees, with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
As Allen Clifton was listening to that huddle between quarters, what'd you pick up, Al?
Well, just an observation, guys. I take you back to the first quarter when LeBron said
you haven't
he
heard that yet,
just
Richard,
to have
right?
fun.
That's a girl reporting on.
I heard about it, but I hadn't heard the clip
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, she's just thinking about masturbation.
I need to find her Twitter account.
Yeah. What was her name again? Who said that? Little white chick at the side of an NBA game.
Something.
Yeah. She was thinking about masturbation.
Who can blame her?
All those 6'8" black men. That's what she was thinking. Yeah. Right,
was that national?
It was a Cavs
no,
somebody,
like
right?
Regional.
It's ESPN, right?
I don't think that was.
Oh, she was a regional? Okay.
I think it was like FSN or something.
Yeah,
I think it was, yeah.
That's funny.
Allie Clifton.
There yeah. it is.
Okay. Yeah, they only get to...
Just masturbation. I mean, observation.
They only get to get on the mic a half a dozen right. times during a game, so their mind tends to wander.
Straying. Just thinking about that D.
There it is.
There you go.
Yeah. That's a great clip, too. Yeah. That, by the way, is on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Who is it? Who's talking about the D?
Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
And his teammates' reaction is
that's
the priceless
so immature.
Thing. I know, man. It's like...
D, well, is his team?
Is his teammate 23? Yeah, he's probably a
probably.
Kid.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
These ain't 60-year-old guys giggling at that. Shouldn't stop that when you get older, by the
right.
way.
And she's a cute little white chick.
Oh yeah.
Clueless, cute little white chick.
Right.
Yeah. No clue what's happening around her.
Our favorite kind.
I got it. Wonder if Nolan Ryan would find humor in that. His birthday is today.
How old's Noel? Are you playing over-under?
We'll play over-under.
All right.
71 and a half. Vegas has set the over-under at Nolan Ryan's age.
Vegas has set this.
Yeah.
They can take bets on this. It's something you can look up. I'll just bet $100 on the over.
I'm going to go under.
Nolan Ryan is 70 years old.
Todd won 100.
And I bet he'd still whoop Robin Ventura.
Probably would, man.
He's still involved with the Astros. I believe he's like a part owner or something like that.
Yeah.
70 years old. Probably still throws 90 miles an hour, too.
He throws it harder than we do.
I would guess not.
Maybe not.
Yeah, that's one thing.
I don't know. He's on that Advil.
That's where your arm starts to go.
If he's in a car that's going 90,
right.
Throws the ball out the window.
I'm going to go under on that one.
Right?
Less than 90.
Yeah, that's the first thing that goes, your arm, believe me. Think of him a guy that throws ball with his son all the time, you know.
It hurts for
days.
It's not a natural motion.
Never was, and then if you don't do it for years, and then all of a sudden start doing it again, like I have the past 10 years, it hurts. Your arm hurts.
The underhand throw.
What are we talking about?
Whatever you think I'm talking about. Just masturbation. Just a masturbation observation. Both of them, actually.
I observated this morning. Yeah.
Like a softball pitch.
Oh, that's natural.
It's more of a natural motion.
Yeah, that's why girls can pitch 3 or 4 straight games.
Isn't that a song on Schoolhouse Rock?
What?
Masturbation observation?
Yes, it is. I'm just a masturbation. Observation. Yeah, it is that.
You
it's
would go to hell if you observe too much.
This day is Super Bowl history. This day in 1993, the Dallas Cowboys won the first of their 3 titles in the 90s.
And what have they done since the last title?
Nothing.
Nothing
at all.
They built a nice stadium.
They did.
They have.
Yeah.
Where people have won Super Bowls, but not them.
No.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's a good one. This day in 1988, a black quarterback started a Super Bowl.
Yes, he did.
Doug Williams.
Blew out the Denver Broncos.
Mm-hmm. How long was he a black quarterback?
His whole life.
By the way, that is a myth.
Yeah.
Really?
It was never asked.
No one actually asked that question.
Yeah, let's keep it going.
I still like it, though. I still like it.
Yeah. And then this day in 1999, Elway John Elway played his last game as the Denver Broncos beat the Atlanta Falcons in the Super
Bowl. Oh, that was another thing.
He was the first horse to win a Super Bowl.
Correct.
When I couldn't get to sleep last night. That was another thing I mixed in with.
How long have you been a horse as a quarterback? My whole life. That's a myth also.
It was the 30 for 30 about Elway and Marino, basically.
But, it's a great one.
Yeah.
It's about that whole draft class.
Basically the class of 83 draft.
Elway Marino, yeah. Yeah, it was a great draft.
That was.
But it concentrated mostly on Elway and Marino.
Who else? Boomer Esiason in that one? Oop. Ken O'Brien?
No, Remington.
Dave Remington.
Yeah, Remington was in that?
But it's all about quarterbacks.
It was about the quarterback class.
It was all about the quarterbacks.
No,
it was about the quarterback. Remington was year ahead of that.
Yeah, Chris Hinton was in there, the lineman who ended up with the Colts. And I don't know.
They talk about some of the drafts, but you're right. It concentrated.
Elway, Todd Blackledge, Jim Kelly, Tony Eason, Ken O'Brien, Dan Marino. Those are all in the first round.
Right. Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. Wow. And the Steelers bypassed Marino, who was pretty much lived next door.
That's right.
Dumbasses.
That's right.
Yeah, Marino didn't go till I think, late in the first round.
Yeah, exactly.
And then this day in 2000 in Super Bowl history, Ray Lewis.
Murdered somebody.
Was
involved
and at least implicated in the murder of a 21 and a 24-year-old.
Every time I see that guy, I think there are guys that on death row that did the same thing he did. Really? Yeah. And he's a hero making cash.
Yeah, faced only 1 year of double super secret probation from the NFL.
Never found that suit.
No, that white suit. Remember?
That white suit. He threw that away. Nobody ever found that. Had all the evidence on it.
Remember his autobiography?
Paid off other people.
The two families.
Paid the families.
The two families.
Never implicated anybody.
And in his autobiography, he talked about that stuff, and he said that there was no way he could have been involved in the murders because he was dressed out.
That's right.
I have my white suit and my mink.
Every time I look at that dude, I think, you're murdering
and
some
then,
bitch.
And then, you know, when they asked him why he paid off the families then, if he was innocent, he said, because I could.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Face of the league.
Right. Yep. To this day, I don't know how he got away with that.
I think in this, I don't know.
You
know,
probably would not have.
Not, I don't
in
think this
10 years later.
I don't think so either. Because
you don't think so?
Even we didn't really discuss that in 2000. We were on the air in 2000. The social media wasn't around. It was just one of those things.
No, but he was famous.
But he did it.
And it was a stud.
Allegedly.
And there was a cult of personality around him. And that's effective in any era.
Well, it is. But the NFL, to make him a hero after that, was the disgusting part about it. Because he could, I mean, granted, well, he was a free man. You can play, but make him a hero.
It wasn't 24-hour news.
Talk Jesus Christ all the time.
Like, it would have been now.
Right,
like
exactly.
Aaron Hernandez.
Right.
You know, there was no way that dude could stay in the league, and Ray Lewis might have suffered the
same
fate.
And then once he worked for ESPN, they all shut up there.
Man.
Up in Bristol, they all just fell in line.
Yeah.
The whole group fell in line.
They let him pimp his book.
Right.
About murdering people.
Yeah. Yeah. Not one per. Every time I mention this, we have a small little thing going on here compared to ESPN, obviously.
Sure.
But every time I've mentioned that in the past 20 years about him killing somebody, I get thank you for keep bringing that up because it's not going to affect anybody. But so tired of the ESPN acting like nothing ever happened.
I recall,
and then they hammer other people get busted for pot.
No, there was one time
he called it all evil.
Yeah. Right.
Evil.
During I think a Monday night pregame, whatever Susie Culber works, she made an allusion to it. You know, about some player getting in trouble.
Yeah, I remember that. And I remember
said,
that. A couple years ago.
Right. Ray, you've kind of been through this.
Yeah.
And man, did he cop an attitude?
He store dag.
Oh,
stitched, yeah.
You know,
death
there was
stare.
There was a meeting afterwards.
Oh yeah.
You'll never bring that up again.
Woman.
Go kiss Joe Namath.
You tell that white bitch to shut up.
You know, and Roger Goodell years ago called him a voice of reason.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
they all sold their souls for that douchebag. You know.
Last night in Houston, the largest collection of pointless sound bites you can find yearly is Super Bowl opening night, formerly known as Media Day.
Yeah.
$30 tickets, pretty full crowd at Enron Stadium.
Did that fake Brady show up?
Yeah,
see
he was
that?
There somewhere.
Yeah, he looks like him. He does.
And you know, if you just Google Super Bowl Media Day right now, you'll find that apparently the question of the day was one that made Tom Brady emotional, and it was some kid on the shoulders of Trent Dilfer who asked Tom who his hero was, and Tom got emotional talking about his dad, who's
Shut
kind
up.
Of a dick.
You know what fake Brady – yeah, his dad's still bitching about Deflategate, by the way.
Yeah,
shut up.
I saw that.
Yeah, Brady told him to shut up.
The fake Brady does look a lot like him. I mean, if I never saw Brady in person, if he walked in – and he's just as tall as Brady, right, too?
Maybe a little shorter.
But he's still a tall, lanky, athletic-looking guy. If he walks in here right now, we probably would think it was him. You know what that guy should do to piss off Tom Brady? Do porn.
Bang a mattress.
Bang a mattress.
See, when you said was that fake Brady there last night – I thought you meant the real Brady,
right?
That, you know, that fake Brady.
No, that guy that plays him, he was actually on the field yesterday.
I had to think, the fake Brady.
Fooling some reporters, I believe.
Yeah. You could start a whole new genre of mattress porn.
Well, if I was going into porn, I'd want to bang chicks, you know.
It would have to be an air mattress, though.
Yeah, you're right.
Check the
and
PSI.
And he pops it.
Yeah. I mean, but that's how you make your name. You start out with
start out with it.
Then you go mainstream.
And then it's all Brady because you look just like him.
I definitely want to direct porn sometime
in my
life.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
All right. Okay.
That's a real thing.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know. Right.
Now, the circle around Tom Brady at this media day is interesting because, I've been in so many of these settings in national championship football games and whatnot where, just the swarm of people, it sucks, right?
The suck ups,
but it's even more different around Brady because in the front row you got these girls who just look like they're at a Bieber concert and they're just longingly staring at him, like, oh,
yeah,
there
you go. It's wet around here.
Yeah, what the
clean up,
damn,
clean up by Brady.
Were you a little worried about your boy at the NHL Celebrity All-Star Game?
Oh, Bieber, that's right.
We put that photo up.
He got crushed, man.
He's fine.
No, he didn't.
He didn't really get crushed.
The guy got
his face smeared.
Right.
The guy kind of.
That guy could have crushed him.
I didn't watch the live audio.
He just held him there.
But he eased up and then just kind of pushed him against the board.
Well, you're going to hurt the guy. I mean, isn't Bieber like 5'7"?
Well, that's one of the things they do is they just hold you up against the wall and then the other play goes on around you.
He's like 5'5", 5'6", and the guy that was coming at him was 6'6", and a big guy, but he let up.
That's on our social media.
You can still see the look on Bieber's face as it's getting smeared across the glass. It's not one of pleasure.
No.
I mean, the guy's not enjoying it.
No, but he could have gotten hammered.
Well, sure, yeah. Now, somebody asked Tom Brady, so Tom, about your relationship with Donald Trump. So Tom. And of course he answered, I'm not here to talk about politics. These are two great teams that we've worked hard to get here. And everybody's uproar with laughter.
Oh, really?
That's a great answer,
that's
Tom.
Funny. That's not funny at all.
No, but that's how it felt.
I know.
No, that's an applause sign. Right.
Exactly.
That's the suck up media right there.
Yeah.
Nobody should have applauded that.
No. Maybe one of the interesting things that did come out of yesterday is Kyle Shanahan. He's the Falcons offensive coordinator and the next 49ers coach. Mm-hmm. For some reason, he had his backpack with him that had, like, their game plan
I'm guessing Belichick has that now.
That was the first thing I thought.
They cheat.
Some reporter.
They're known cheaters. The Patriots are known cheaters.
A mistaken backpack identity, apparently. And a reporter just accidentally grabbed the wrong backpack. And it had the Falcons game plan in it. I mean, what are the chances Bill Belichick saw that before it was returned?
Good chance.
Yeah. But it hasn't affected the line. Still -3 for the Patriots.
Belichick should be director of the CIA.
Dude. Yeah, you're right.
Well, that guy shouldn't.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe you should protect your game plan a little more.
Why do you take it to media? I guess I don't understand. You can't just give it to somebody else, man. Now, the majority of the public money is on the Patriots, but the so-called sharps are on the Falcons at -3, and they're waiting for it to turn to 3.5 before it really floods in, apparently, is what the Vegas sharps are saying.
I understand the spread, but what do you think is going to happen? It's going to be close, and Brady will pull it out at the end. It's going to suck.
I don't know.
It's just going to suck to watch that game because, we all hate the Patriots here, and we don't want to see Brady win.
Yes, I'm expecting the Falcons to disappoint us.
Oh, big time.
I don't know yet.
They're going to be afraid of the scenery.
What's Brady got? 4 rings? 5?
I know. It'll be the Patriots' 4th Super Bowl.
Yeah, this would be the 5th.
Yeah, they don't have 6. Steelers got 6.
If he wins this one, he would be the winning a Super Bowl quarterback.
Quarterback, right.
Montana Bradshaw.
Yeah. I'm waiting to read all the transcripts of yesterday's media day before I form an opinion on who will win the game, because that is where the enlightenment comes in, is reading the transcripts.
You'll pick somebody on Friday, right?
Maybe.
Okay.
But the line hasn't moved, has it?
Not at all. Not since it opened. It has not moved a half point even. And there's 42 pages of prop bets you can look at, and we will not look at.
We put those on our Facebook page.
Good.
Go to the official Todd and Tyler Radio Empire and like it. Like a lot.
I just also put up a video that Craig just sent me of an MMA fighter.
What happened?
It must be some local fight or something, some small-time thing.
It's out of Germany.
Yeah, okay, Germany. Two guys fighting, one guy swings, he dislocates his shoulder. The other guy just walks over, holds still, bang, pops it back in, and they go back to fight.
Really? Oh, that's cool. Oh. You wanted to win fair and square. I would have just punched on that shoulder.
Well, he may have later on.
Okay.
It's a
help him out.
It's a quick clip.
The same dude helps him out.
Yeah, his opponent walks over, pops his shoulder back in the socket, and the guy just kind of like, okay, I'm good. Let's go.
It'd be funny if he popped it in and said, you okay? The guy says, yeah, and then he punches him in the face right there.
You good?
Knocks his ass down. That's cool. I'm checking it out.
Oh, it makes my shoulder hurt.
One of those ski patrol guys would have just done that for me.
What happened?
Just popped my leg back into place. I could have finished up the day.
That would have been nice. They should have popped it right back.
They should have.
Exactly.
I don't know if that would have worked.
It was worth a try.
Might have hurt.
You were in shock anyway. Yeah. Why not?
I didn't even give it a chance. Yeah.
Now, Norm MacDonald was on Larry King's show back in October, apparently, and was asked about the biggest risk he ever took. And
tell me this. I heard this
story has resurfaced that he apparently bet $400,000 on the Falcons back before that Super Bowl against the Broncos in 1999. The Falcons were 7.5-point underdogs.
He had 7.5, and the Falcons. What was the final that?
And he put $400,000 on the money line. The Broncos blew him out.
$400,000?
$400,000.
What would that have paid?
I don't know.
The key, because if he really risked that kind of money,
I don't know what
the
money
line. He must have had it.
Sure. Well, if he was just playing the line.
He bet it on the money line. So, meaning, you know, that's one of those, the Falcons were probably plus.
So they had to win.
Yeah. Yes. They had to win straight, up. And they were probably
Well, then the odds are even more incredible.
They were probably
then.
Plus 300 or something like that, meaning you bet $100, you win 300.
Right.
Something to that extent.
3 or 4 to 1.
Yeah, but the like that.
Falcons. He'd have won millions then, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, he would probably won 1.2, 1.6 million, depending upon the odds. But it was probably 3 or 4 to 1.
400 grand.
Yeah.
I mean, 34-19 Broncos.
In 1999.
Yeah, Norm MacDonald's a working actor and a working guy, but that's a...
1999.
Did he have that?
I don't know.
In 1999, that might have been when he did have that.
Yeah, it's like not too far after Dirty Work and all that stuff.
That's a lot of money, man.
Was he still on SNL at that point?
No. Not 99.
Yeah, he'd left by then.
But even then, that's like, who knows? Whatever, he probably had it.
He had it. I mean, he lived.
I put 50 on red and had a heart attack.
Did you win?
I've won before.
Oh, you walk in.
Before? Yeah.
Why not black, man?
Always bet black.
So you put on red and for $50?
Yeah, just 50 on red.
Yeah, I've seen people
50
do
on
that
black.
Too. You walk in, just lay it down. Okay.
Yeah, I used to do that, but it was
Does that
only
pay 50?
20.
Yeah.
Right.
That might explain why I took the role on the Mike Tyson Mysteries.
Yeah. Needed to make up that gambling.
Yeah. Norm MacDonald's on the that's Nealon. No, I was kidding. I mean, they're different guys, obviously, but Nealon's on the new Matt LeBlanc show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on that. Okay.
And you're right, they are different guys.
Yeah, they are.
With National Signing Day coming up, which is always exciting.
I like to see 5 or 6 hats on a school cafeteria and some dude picking out one. And then
with his mama so proud.
Hopes of 60-year-old men everywhere. Yes. Well, that's 18-year-old kid picking
and
that
ESPNU
school.
ESPNU is live.
Lathered.
Lathered and live.
Now, somebody looked into all that, because the data exists far enough now back to figure out, you know, of the 86 guys who were selected to the Pro Bowl, this Pro Bowl that just happened this weekend.
Right.
You can go back now and see what they were
What
graded
star they were.
Before yeah. they were, you know, coming out of high, or as they
Three
were coming
star,
out of high
four
school.
Star, whatever.
So of the 86 players who played in this, or at least who were originally selected to the Pro Bowl this past weekend, 50 of them, 50, more than half, were 3 stars or lower.
Yeah.
Or less.
3 stars or lower.
Good.
In fact, 14 of these Pro Bowlers were completely unranked.
Unbelievable. That's
right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a crapshoot.
18-year-old kids, these are grown men that worked their ass off to play football. You're right.
And, you know, though some of the people who are doing these sites now and the gradings now do actually have football background, originally it was not that way. Originally it was dude.
Yeah.
Just dude.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
who probably never played ball and saw an angle.
Exactly.
You know?
So if you're a 5-star, you likely peaked in high school or peaked in college?
Fair point. Only.
Well, that or you buy into your own crap too, don't you think? Everybody kissing your ass?
Don't have to work as hard, maybe.
Right. You don't think you have to work as hard?
Not as hungry. Only 12 of the 86 were 5 stars. So, I mean, that's a small number. There were more that had zero stars than 5 stars.
So talent changes, too.
Room for improvement.
Yeah, you're telling me coaching might make a difference
coaching does
in
make
college
a difference,
and even the pros?
Right.
And that Pro Bowl skills contest on Thursday night, I believe it was, or Friday night,
riveting.
Or whatever it
Thursday night.
Riveting.
It was ESPN's most watched program on Thursday.
I didn't watch any of that.
Almost a million
viewers.
I felt
so stupid watching that drone drop, but I couldn't look away.
Oh, was that on?
It was kind of interesting.
Yeah, it was. I wish I would have seen that. I know it was on Thursday night.
Yeah, I just saw a little quarterback challenge. Mm-hmm.
Which, it's kind of fun to watch as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's because we got to wait for spring practice to be excited anymore.
Now that's something that matters.
No, I hate spring practice. Oh, I mean, no.
Pitchers and catchers.
I like. Yeah, I'm into baseball when it comes around, but football is over unless the Falcons win. Then we'll celebrate. Patriots win, we're not even talking about it.
They should have had an option.
We are. We're just going to move on. Patriots won. Next story.
Come in Monday morning. What'd you guys do? Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
And speaking of skills, Tyreek Hill plays for the Chiefs, was also in the Pro Bowl. I mean, just blew up this year. You know, he's one of the most explosive players in the league. And they, with this next-gen data or whatever, they can figure out actually how fast a guy is running during a play. They can just look at a highlight.
During a play.
They can figure out how fast a guy is actually running.
And he's a kick returner for them, right?
Correct. Yeah. And, you know, they use him in kind of multiple ways. Yeah. Now, he has the two fastest runs of the year in the National Football League. So he's the fastest guy in the league. Is what they're saying.
Was it a breakout kickoff return?
One of them was, 105 yard.
Yeah, the guy's chasing you. You run fast.
He shook off a court case with that run.
He actually did in college.
Yeah.
And then he had another 86 yarder. Both of them clocked at just over 23 miles an hour. So he could still not get a ticket in a residential.
That's fast on a bike.
Yeah.
I mean, that's moving, dude.
25 is moving.
So you think about, like, where's that rank to, you know, some of the world-class speed? Like Usain Bolt,
right?
Okay, Usain Bolt, 27 miles per hour.
So he's faster.
Over 100 meters.
Considerably.
Yeah, but it's shorter distance.
And not all that gear.
What commercial was it still? True. Yeah. It showed a guy running past one of those speed monitors. You know, that light up on the side of the road.
Yeah, it was like a Gatorade commercial or something like that.
Or Adidas or something. Yeah, something like that.
He was going 20-some miles an hour.
Yeah.
Really? How fast were you? I'm not laughing about that. Just you talked about earlier, and I'm going to ask this a serious question. How fast do you think you were going at the end of that ski slope? I'm not even making fun of it. I'm just asking.
Oh, I was slowing down.
Oh, you were slowing down.
It was the bottom of the run.
Okay.
But I did hit a little bit of a, you know, there was a little slope.
Well, how fast do you go on a slope?
You know, I couldn't really tell you. If I'm moving, you know, maybe 35, 40 miles at the fastest.
Yeah, even slowing down, you're 20 miles an hour hitting a pole, right?
At 10, 15.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
that's still too fast.
Good enough to do a little damage, apparently.
A little bit.
Apparently. Just pop that bear back in. You'll be fine.
You're back on the slope there, Todd.
Get going.
Richard Reese will be with Tammy Pescatelli and Craig Peters all weekend long at the FunnyBoneOmaha.com starting Thursday through Sunday, right? All right.
Yep.
I know you got to run out because Colleen's mad at you.
Yeah, I got to get out of here.
Get it. Right.
Sorry, CQ.
All right. And you tweet at?
Richard Tweets.
And you get the website?
RichardReeseLive.com.
Yeah, Rich is very active on the social media. There's a lot of stuff, so check out his stuff. Very funny dude.
And future porn director.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apply today.
Keep us appraised on that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.